It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you. Blockchain Business is brought to you by Flow Business, connecting your business so you can grow and thrive. And also compliments of RBC. Reimagine new ways to bank better.
Central banks have been studying the pros and cons of launching a central bank digital currency, or CBDC, as well as what role cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin may play in social and economic development. The decision by El Salvador to make Bitcoin legal tender in that country has had its positive supporters and critics. As reported by Blockchain Business, Nigeria has become the first African country to launch a CBDC, which was developed by the Barbados-based Bit Inc., while other developing countries are considering whether to make Bitcoin legal tender. A director of the Central Bank of Brazil has just come out and publicly lauded Bitcoin and praised its properties. Fabio Araujo says Bitcoin is a financial innovation using new technology. The Brazilian economist says Bitcoin has spurred developments towards Web3, which is the latest iteration of the World Wide Web. In addition to providing new services and products in virtual reality such as the metaverse, Web3 is seen as a new technology ecosystem with a potential to providing consumers with greater control and security of their affairs. A report by Binance, world-leading trading platform, says central banks around the globe are grappling with cryptocurrencies which bring prospects of negative and positive disruption. Some central banks are considering how to innovate to keep up with new technology. Araujo said Bitcoin facilitated the development of Web3 and brings a proof-of-work solution that is fundamental to Web3 services to the population. Proof-of-work is the system companies or miners use by employing renewable energy or electricity to set up farms of computer systems that maintain the security and growth of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Brazil is also considering launching a central bank digital currency, and a firm decision is expected to be taken within the next 2 years. What is interesting about the Brazilian Central Bank director's comments is it seems to suggest that institution is looking to harness the best of both technologies, Bitcoin and a CBDC, which is a digital form of a country's national currency, in this case, the real. Now, if you also found this edition of Blockchain Business to be informative and interesting, do stay tuned for more. Much more on the Stockholm Network of Stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Blockchain Business is brought to you
by Flow Business, connecting your business so you can grow and thrive. And also compliments of RBC. Reimagine new ways to bank better.